Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. So what is the basis of financial freedom, we might ask? And for most people, it's the ability to go to bed every night and sleep, knowing that you're going to be safe tomorrow, that you're going to have enough money to survive, your family's going to be okay, you're going to be okay. You've got insurance in place, you've got your mortgages under control, you've got your payments in place, and that you got a form of income coming in. And you realize that at some point early on in your life, this realization comes that you're going to have income. Financial freedom is not a sum of money. It's not a lump sum of money. It is a stream of income. That stream of income starts out when you're a kid by your parents giving you money. Some parents called it, allowance. Other parents just gave it away. But the bottom line is you learn that you need money on a regular, reoccurring, realized basis. And I think those terms are important. Regular, reoccurring, and realized basis. So having income that goes into something like a 401k is not realized. It doesn't do you any good to make money in your 401k. It's completely useless to you. You say, well, Del, I'm building a pile of money. Well, once you take the pile of money out, you're going to pay taxes on it. So that's going to reduce that. And then at that point, you're going to try to live off this pile of money. Then your goal has to be to die before you run out of money. Whereas your goal should be to live as long as you possibly can and know that you've got enough financial resources to do so and to live happily ever after, as every book ending should be. Realized is important, but regular and reoccurring. And when I say regular and reoccurring, you say, well, it's reoccurring once a year. I get a small stipend. Well, that's not regular, right? It's reoccurring, but not regular. And you need to know that I'm going to get a sum of money once a month or once a quarter, whatever it is, but in an amount and an irregularity that you can count on. And if you don't have those streams of income coming in, life's going to be very miserable, very uncomfortable. Well, one of the members sent me an article. They wanted me to look at it and comment on it. And it is a, let me see here, Money Watch article. It says, retiring in America increasingly means working into old age, a new book finds. So there's this author here. His name is Gerard Ducey. He was interviewed on CBS Morning Watch, and he was saying pretty much the retirement system is broken and that people are going to have to work. So I'm going to quote the first statement of the article here. It says, the nation's retirement system has left behind the bottom 90% of workers. 90% will not retire. Now, when I was growing up, retirement age was 62. They've since changed retirement age to 67. Now, you can retire younger, but you don't get your full Social Security stipend. In this article, it talks about the fact they're thinking about changing it to age 70. Retirement to age 70, because they've got three problems. One, there's not as many people working, so there's less money being paid into the system. System's going broke. Number two, people are living much longer. When Social Security was first invented, Social Security would kick in at, I think, 59 and a half or something like that. 60, 61, 62, whatever it was. But people weren't living that long. The average length of life was like 59, and it kicked into 62. So they're paying very few people. A lot of people working, very few people, using the money. It's reversed now. People are living longer. The average length is over 70 years, I believe. I planned my whole life to live only to 65. My financial plan was designed for me to live great into age 65, and then whatever happened after that didn't really matter because I didn't think I'd be around. Well, now I'm around, and now I'm seeing people living longer. And at my age, almost 70, I don't feel like I'm going to die. I don't have any major – I've gone through major problems, recovered. Don't feel like I'm going to die. But in this situation, you know, you look at this and go, how do people plan for this today? And when people send me this these articles and stuff like this, we look at them. I don't mind going through them and discussing them. But I want you to understand, at 34 years of age, I retired. Making more money in a regular, reoccurring, realized basis after taxes than I made when I worked in corporate America. I worked 60 to 68 hours a week, depending on which set of hours I drew that week. And I did that for 12 years. And in just 2.5 years after investing in real estate, I retired. So when they say people are going to have to work the rest of their life, there's many questions that come to my mind, like why? What are they doing? Now, these questions are self-evident. It's not like I'm blind. But what I'm blind to is why do people do it? And I have to think it's because of lack of education, lack of information, habits, whatever. Maybe because they've never seen it done. They don't realize it could be done. So I've made it my life's work for the last 34 years to try to get this message out. So let's go through this and let's talk about this. But I want you to understand as we go into this and start digging in, to me, it's all just gibberish. It's gibberish because at Lifestyles, we take people that have been with us very short periods of time. When I first wrote my first book about this, I talked about retiring in 7 years. And by the way, don't call me and ask for the book because it was actually a manual that went with my program. It wasn't really a book, although it was like writing a book. And the goal was to retire within 7 years after starting investing in real estate. I did it in 2.5, but I figured that people didn't have my tenacity. They didn't have the fact that I was single male, so I didn't have to pay for all these family expenses and so forth. So I just accounted for the worst case scenario. And it came out to my spreadsheet to be 7 years. However, we found now that we're really telling people 5 years. And there's a group of Lifestyles members that have done it in 2 years. So it really depends on your situation. It depends on you and what kind of personality you have and how hard you'll work towards that goal. So moving on with this article, I want to get out what these guys have to say so we can discuss it. It goes on to say here that perhaps no surprise given the sobering reality of retirement savings in the U.S., about 3 in 10 Americans who are 59 or older do not have any money put away for retirement. That one sentence alone, 70%, no, I'm sorry, 3 in 10, 30% of Americans have no money. That's scary. Now, real estate investing isn't going to fix that, probably, because you have to have some money to be able to invest in anything, whether it's the stock market, whether it's real estate, Bitcoin, whatever you're going to invest in, it's going to take some money to do that, right? So that 30% is lost. That's Social Security material. At the same time, some policy experts and lawmakers point to a decades-long improvement in life expectancy as a solution to Americans' lack of retirement readiness. Because people are living longer, they argue they should extend their working lives into old age. So I looked up, as we were talking about this age concept, that, okay, the older you get, you'll have time to get it fixed in the end. But I looked up this concept that, okay, we will just save ourselves away. In fact, before I go into that, because I have the facts that I looked up on the internet, I wanted to talk about this. There's a part in here about the 401k. And the 401k was a scam in my mind that they came up with because pensions were making, they were breaking companies. Companies were going break trying to create and maintain pensions. So they came up with this thing called the 401k, and it says here it's been more than 40 years since the U.S. shifted to the 401k plan from traditional pensions to fund retirement. How has that gone? Experts 40 years ago put pen to paper and said, this is all going to work out, because if people start saving when they're 25 to 30 years old and keep it in the market for the entire time they're working, they might have enough supplemental Social Security. They might have enough to supplement Social Security and keep the pre-retirement living standards. That was the theory. The statement goes on and says, but it turns out that people's careers and labor market experiences are not like what you see in the Excel spreadsheet. Most people suffer through two or three recessions, and at least one of those could affect you. If you've had life event, like you've had to move, or you've had to get divorced, or you had to draw down your 401k, or whatever life emergencies offer up, then that spreadsheet projection falls apart. The 401k system is too flimsy. It was a do-it-yourself system where people did not have the right tools to do it. It's sort of like going to the grocery store to get what you need to fix plumbing. I don't understand the analogy, but the bottom line is they don't know what they're doing. It doesn't work. So how bad did it not work? Well, here's the national averages. Source is Bankrate, Federal Reserve sources. It says here, the average income for ages under 35 years of age, the average amount of savings is $20,540. I don't think that's bad for under 35. I think that's probably pretty good. I know my kids all have probably that much. Not a problem. 35 to 44, the average amount of savings is $41,000. Well, by the time I was 35 to 40 years old, I was a millionaire. And so that doesn't look that impressive to me. But to be 40 years of age and have $40,000, $41,540 to be exact, or something about this 540 reoccurring here, but $41,000 just doesn't seem like it could last very long. You know, if you're drawing down on $41,000, you're not drawing down very much, and or all of it's going to be gone very quickly. From 45 to 54, it goes up to $71,130. So really that's not enough to retire on, because the average drawdown on a retirement account is anywhere from 4 to 5%. So 71,000, 10% would be 7,000 a year, 5% would be $3,500 a year. Can you literally live on $3,500 a year? I don't think so, and you're not eligible for Social Security until you're 67. So there's no retirement in those plans. Age 55 to 64, it goes up only another $1,000 to $72,520. So over the next 10 years, the average has only gone up by $1,000. It doesn't seem like age and savings and longevity and compounding returns, it doesn't seem like all of those things are working. Now, let's just blow this away for a second, that 35 to 44 has $41,000 in savings. We'll go out here and buy a house, and we'll buy a $200,000 house for $100,000. We'll put $50,000 in it to renovate it. So we'll own it for $150,000. The bank will lend us 75% of the after-repaired value, which is $200,000, so they'll lend us $150,000. We'll have some closing costs, so we'll probably have about $10,000 in this deal. But we will have made a $50,000 instant equity capture. Now, on a $10,000 investment, that's a 500% return. So think about that. You're sitting there with $41,000. You go over here and take anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000 to buy a rent house, and you instantly double your net worth. Think on that. Instantly double your net worth. You've worked to age 44, and you double your net worth. It's unbelievable. Now, if you're 45, you've got $71,000 to work with, you can easily buy at least three houses with that. And so if you make $50,000 a house, that's $150,000. You have created a 200% increase in your net worth you're now worth three times what you were before you joined Lifestyles. Those are just examples. They're the examples, though, that show you two things. One, that the conventional approach to this doesn't work. And number two, even though it doesn't, there is another way that does. You have to decide you want to take that road. And you have to get out and do something with the information that we can share with you. With all that known, we're going to come back and talk more about this because it goes even deeper than this. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we are covering an article that someone sent me about retirement and how pretty much this article is making the point that most people are not going to be able to retire. They're going to need to work into their late years, 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s. We sidetracked off to another internet article that I pulled up was what was the average savings for people by age, because I just wanted to see how factual this guy's points were that he was making. And the one was that the 401k doesn't work. 401k was a Ponzi scheme to get the retirement pension out of the company's pocket and into your own. It's a self-directed problem now that you have to deal with. And people are not dealing with it correctly, right? They're just not getting it done. 90% of Americans will not be able to retire by retirement age, is what it states. So it goes on here, and we got up to age 55. Let's talk about 55 to 65 now. Now you're at that age where you're really seriously thinking about it. Lots of Lifestyles members join in their 50s, 60s, thinking, man, I got to do something now. I've been waiting around. I've been saving. What do I have? And it's 55 to 64, the average savings is $72,500 a year. Well, there's no way you can retire on that. Remember, your retirement plan is based on the concept of withdrawal from the main so that you don't destroy the main amount of income, the basis of your income, right? Your principal. And if you draw 4 to 5% away from that at $72,000, 10% would be $7,000 and 5% would be $3,500 a year, not a month, right? So we talked about taking that $72,000 and buying three rent houses and making 50 grand a house, which is $150,000. And all of a sudden you've quadrupled your net worth. We also have to add back that these three houses might have anywhere from $200 to $500 a month of positive cash flow. And that means you make anywhere from $600, right? $600 to as much as $1,500 a month. So let's take a look at what that means, basically. If we go here with the trusty phone calculator, which you're never supposed to use on the phone radio, if we take $3,500 a month is what your savings would earn in a typical retirement plan, divide that by 12 months, and you're looking at $291 a month, right? So let's say instead we make $600 a month. $600 a month times 12 is $72,000. And as a 5% divide by 0.05%, and that's equal to $144,000 worth of equity. So our equity is earning 5% also, but we have three times the amount of equity. Now, sometimes we have much more cash flow than that, right? But that's just the basis. Then you take that equity and you turn around and double that again, right? So if you took $70,000 and made it $210,000, then the goal is the next time around is you'll be able to borrow about, you know, X percent of that out of there, let's just say 50% out, and you do it again. And you just keep doing that till you get up to where you have enough cash flow that you can live on. Now, here is the interesting part that only someone as old as myself that's been doing it since 34 can tell you, is that if you keep that plan up where you just go ahead and you live off part of it and you save part of it, just like you did when you had a job, and you keep investing, keep buying more real estate, and over a long period of time, you accumulate massive amounts, and you have massive income. And that wasn't even the plan, to make massive income. That wasn't my goal when I started. My goal was to make enough to get me out of my job. That's all I cared about. I just didn't want to work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week anymore. So when I found that each and every year after I retired, I made more money, that went against the retirement plan. The retirement plan out there is each and every year I'm going to take down some of my 401k money. It's going to go away. We're going to have a recession. It's going to eat into my cash. And if I'm taking down 4 or 5%, it's surely not growing, especially on the years when the stock market goes the opposite direction. So it's difficult. What about 65 to 75? This is an interesting one. They're all the way up to $100,000 now. $100,000, $250,000. So again, we can do the same number crunching with that. But what they try to tell you, and this is an interesting concept, so many different retirement lies that they tell you, one of which is that it will cost you less to live once you retire. Okay, that's true. But do you really want to live on a lower cost of living? It just doesn't make sense. Now, with what we do, because we have ways to use depreciation to cover our earned income, we won't be paying taxes. So we have a 30% increase in what our living standard is immediately, even if we only earn what we earned, because we're not paying the taxes you guys are paying. Again, it just makes more sense to do it in a different manner. All right. So we see that people have not, according to what the article said, and I now have the facts behind it to agree with it. The article said people have not saved enough to retire. They've also made the point the 401k isn't going to work. Now I'm going to go back here to the article where I was at when I cut away from it and make this next statement. It says lawmakers have proposed raising the retirement age for claiming Social Security to 70 years of age. Now, up from 67 now, up from 62 a few years ago, citing longer lifespans. There's a growing belief among younger workers that they'll be able to work into their late 60s and even longer, even though the average retirement age is 62 years of age, with many older people leaving the workforce unwillingly, typically because they were fired or encountered health issues. So the next issue they're bringing up is, can you work into your elderly age? I know I used to love to do everything myself, just because I'm a man's kind of man. Tools, you know, that kind of stuff. But now I'm increasingly unwilling to take risks like climbing up on the roof and cleaning ladders out of the gutter. I paid somebody to do that the other day. Mowing the yards, trimming the... I used to piddle with all that stuff. I just sold my tractor. I just sold my four-wheeler. I just sold my trailers. All that physical stuff, all that outdoor stuff, when you get to be my age, is not that attractive. It might have been attractive when you're young. You used to love to mow your yard. Nope, not doing it. Not going out there and getting in the hot sun and doing extremely hard labor. Just not going to happen. Because you can't. And then when you look at guys, and I see guys coming in here working, and they're old, they're my age, and they're working. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you get up and do this every day? Because I know when I go to the gym, I'm sometimes sore for 2 days in a row after a workout. How do they get up and do this every single day? It's mind-boggling, right? It goes on and says, we found that most people who are retired didn't retire when they wanted to, but because they were forced out. Even though we have the idea that people could just decide to work a little longer, it probably isn't their choice. In other words, you can plan to work longer, but life might have other plans for you. So now we got the problem that we didn't save enough money to be able to live off our pile of money. And we defaulted to, okay, I'll just keep working. And then all of a sudden, the workforce doesn't want you or need you, and or you physically can't perform because of something medical, something physical. So what do you do? Well, I would suggest you better get over here and start learning some new ideas. We have now helped tens of thousands of people change their plan for retirement. And what's interesting is it changes at age 30. It might even change at age 25. I've had two or three or four kids now that are millionaires by the time they're 35. And that's because they started when they're in their 20s, 25 to 28 to 29, 30, you know. And within that 5 year period of time, by 35, they're retired. So you could do it at 30, you could do it at 40, you could do it at 50, you could do it at 60. Now I've got people, because of this older age thing, I got people coming in there in 70s. And it'd be interesting to look back in a year or two to see if these 70-year-olds are doing well or not. They've got that $100,000 average. Some of them have more. Some of them have less. But you have no other choice. That's the conclusion when they ask me, can I do it? I go, what is your choice? Your choice is to do it, and either it succeeds or it doesn't. But either way, you don't got any money. You got any income. Now, by the way, I'm not saying you can come over here with no money and do this stuff. I'm saying you got to have at least, I would suggest come to Lifestyles, you need at least $20,000. So the alternative plan is to come in to Lifestyles and learn how to make yourself a living from passive income streams. That's what you need to do. You can make large chunks of money, but they're bought, they're made in form of equity. And so over a period of time, you can withdraw that equity, but the smart thing to do is to withdraw the equity and put it back into something else and grow your net worth and to grow your income. And it becomes a system. And the system's been in practice now for 34 years. The system's had tens of thousands of people go through it and succeed with it. Of course, in any system, there's people that didn't succeed because they won't follow the system. Or they just don't have the personal wherewithal to do the things they should do. There's a part in our book where it says, turn to the back of the book. We just pretty early in the seminar, go, write this down. And it says, I will not do what Dell said to do. In other words, we're going to give you everything you need to succeed. You just have to follow it. Yet when people come back to us and go, well, it didn't work very well. You go, well, let's look at what you did. Start at the back of the book. What didn't you do that we told you to do? And then also, what did you do that we told you not to do? Inevitably, it's clear as can be what they did wrong. They didn't follow the plan. So if you're willing to get in here and learn the plan, then you're willing to follow the plan, then the results are very, 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 very high. Or the likelihood of the results being what we expect, it's very high. Now, I'm going to tell you another problem we have, and that's personalities. Some people have instantaneous gratification disease. Everybody has fear. We all have fears. Some of us work through those fears as a type B, where we go and get information, we study, we learn, we take steps, we move a little closer, and we just keep plowing along, but at a pace that we're comfortable with. Other people just leap off the side of the cliff, and they want everything now. You know, hey, I'm 55 years old, I've done nothing to get rich up until now. Now I want it all in one day. So a guy just sent me an email. I just got this. I just wanted to share this with you. Just came in and it says, I just became a member and I have been listening to the radio show for the last few months. I love the idea of generating passive income to supplement and eventually replace my 9-to-5 income. I've become more interested recently as the company I work for is probably going to start layoffs next year, which is another point the article made. You may want to keep working. They may not let you keep working. Goes on and says, I have not attended the two-day event yet, but I have a few questions I wanted to ask. So here goes. I'm not going to answer the questions for you guys. Why? Because everything that he wants to ask, and by the way, this is like two-page email. Everything he wants to ask is in the two-day. He hasn't yet gotten to taking the two-day either because he just hadn't arranged for it yet or he hasn't got to it yet. The time hasn't allowed, right? Or maybe he's just putting that off. Maybe he's procrastinating on that just like he procrastinated coming in here after listening to the radio show for months. Whatever it is, you can't get all that information instantly. I can't answer these questions. I'll tell you why I can't answer the questions for this gentleman effectively. Effectively, I'd have to give him a complete seminar. The only way we can afford to take myself or any of the other millionaires and sit them in front of you for 2 days, and it takes 2 days. Think about this. I've been doing this for 34 years, and it takes me 16 hours to get you enough information to do this effectively. Now, what you don't understand is the information is cumulative. You have to understand the first part of it to understand the second part of it to understand the third, fourth, etc. I can't answer this guy's questions because his questions are backwards. In other words, all the stuff you need to know that would answer the questions he's asking is in the beginning. But he's not asking the questions in the beginning. He's asking the questions in the end, which he has no reference to be able to take the answers even if I gave them to him. That's the problem of this kind of thinking. It's backwards. I want to start at the end. Not at the beginning. I want to do as little as possible to get the greatest amount of results. And therein lies, my friend, the third reason why you may not be able to retire. Number one, you're not saving any money. Number two, you're not going to be able to work forever. Number three, the company may retire you. But number four and number five might be that you're just not willing to take the action necessary to change your life. Everybody knows how to lose weight. Diets are pretty common. Exercise is very common, but nobody does it. That's the secret, my friend. Get in here, get started, and do it. I hope everything helps here. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.